Hey, I'm Lia Drummond, and the podcast is news about Brazil. Links to sources of the news I share here with you are in the description of this episode. I would love to hear from you, so send me a message on Twitter at newsaboutbrazil. I'm sorry for the delay in this edition. While editing this last episode, I just came across a very good analysis about the actual situation in Brazil written by Shobhan Saxena, who is an Indian journalist, and Florencia Garcia, a Brazilian journalist, both living in São Paulo. It is a remarkable and comprehensible take for everyone that wishes to understand why Brazil stopped this last week in fear and apprehension about what is going to happen on September the 7th. I strongly recommend you to read the whole article. I will just read some parts because it is better than anything I write about it. The link is in the description of this episode. They wrote, quotes, "The next Brazilian election is scheduled for October 2022. The election process hasn't started yet, but opinion polls put former President Lula way ahead of Bolsonaro. According to a poll, Bolsonaro would lose to Lula in the first round itself. He would lose to all potential candidates in the second round. In the recent months, Bolsonaro's popularity has sunk. Fearing a defeat, Bolsonaro has been training his guns at the country's Supreme Court, Senate, and TSE. The president has been in conflict not only with the judiciary, but also the Senate, which is investigating the government's conduct during the pandemic through a parliamentary inquiry commission. The commission's report due this month is expected to indict the Bolsonaro government with possible criminal charges, including the corruption in the $300 million contract for the Brat biotech Covaxin. In the past 4 months, the Senate panel has captured vaccine deal, known here as the Covaxin Gate, has been particularly damaging to the president, who knows the CPI report will hit him like a ton of bricks. Bolsonaro has been rather candid about his apprehension. He said, I have three alternatives for my future, to be arrested, to be dead, or to win. Bolsonaro said last week talking to his supporters. Bolsonaro followed Trump's template in tackling the pandemic and reduced Brazil to the second worst country in terms of number of infections and mortalities. In the process, he also drained the country's economy down the sinkhole. But he has not given up on Trumpists. As he fears a humiliating ouster from office next year, Bolsonaro seems to have picked up another trick from the Trump book, written by Bannon. Last week, as he was asked about the rising prices of beans, which is part of Brazilian staple diet, Bolsonaro said, quotes, anyone who says he needs to buy beans is an idiot. Everyone has to buy a rifle. Well, Brazil is enormous and too many things happen every day there. These were some of the news I want to share with you. I hope you enjoy it. Let me know what you think. Send me a message on Twitter at newsaboutbrazil. This podcast is made by me, myself, and I, so if you want to support me and help me make this grow, you can follow me here to receive a new episode every week. You can also follow me on Twitter at newsaboutbrazil and share this episode. Or if you feel so inclined, you can send me any amount at paypal.me/liadrumon. The link is also in the description. Thank you so much for listening until the end. Brazil is surreal and yet so real. As we say there, we are laughing not to cry. Bye-bye.